Good evening.
Blind Abilities Teamcast is proud to share with you another episode of Fashion Insights. And you can follow Sibby Mead at SibbyMeade on Twitter and on Audioboom. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back. It's Sibby from Fashion Insights. Hope everybody is well on this really drizzly, rainy day here in the UK. So here are some 15 tips to get started in applying makeup. I thought I'd make it a lot easier for those people trying to follow steps when they first start out experimenting with makeup. Step one, learn and get familiar with your face. Now this might sound really bizarre to some people, but when you're totally blind, applying makeup for the first time can be really daunting. And I know, girls, you want to look fantastic, and there's always a fear of looking like Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons. And believe me, you're not alone, because at 14, I experimented with makeup for my sisters and friends and family, and I actually did come out looking like Krusty the Clown, but I laughed. So don't worry, you're not going to be the only ones. So familiarise yourself where your cheekbones are, your brows, your hairline and your jawline, because that will help you with further steps. Step two, choose your products. So I would definitely recommend going to see a makeup artist or a professional in a department store, because they generally have all the products that would be suitable to your skin, and they'd be able to give you a lot more techniques and different styles. So go with someone cited and somebody that you trust, because I always recommend going to see either different stands, for example, Estee Lauder, Clarins, Clinique and MAC. They all do similar things, and I think you'll get a lot of support and guidance from the girls at those different stands. Step three, start by ordering your products in terms of application. Now, I think this is really important for anyone applying makeup, whether you are a newbie learning to do it, or whether you are someone like me who's had 15 years of experience. I always make sure that everything I have is in order, so I don't get confused. I'm not flapping and flustering around trying to find the products. Step four, prep your hands, face and workspace. I would recommend everybody go and buy an Alice band, because it keeps all different sorts of hairstyles off your face while you're working on a blank surface, because there's nothing worse than little wispy bits of hair getting in the way. Cold hands are much better for applying makeup, I found, so I would strongly recommend people wash their hands thoroughly so it's nice and cold, and believe me, the makeup goes on a lot easier. And also your workspace, just get everything organised like I've mentioned in the previous step, because it will make applying makeup so much easier. Step five, prep your face. Now, if you use moisturisers, cleansers, toners or anything like that, give your face a good coating of moisturiser, because I always find with really healthy, clean, moisturised and nourished skin, makeup goes on beautifully. So that's what I would recommend. And if you use any other skin products, then do that before applying makeup. Step six, prep your workplace where you are going to put any of your makeup items, protected ones at that. And also what I would recommend is have a makeup towel and put it on your clothing. So for example, if you're applying foundation and blusher or powder, it doesn't end up on your beautiful clothes, because believe me, I've done that before and it's not a good look. Step 7, apply foundation. Now, if you have a liquid foundation, make sure that only a few droplets come out at a time, because it's always easier putting more foundation on than actually trying to spread it evenly across your face. Now, what I would recommend is circular motions. So circular motions on your chin, on your nose, on your forehead, and your cheeks, working from the nose and the cheeks all the way to the temples, and continuously do this around your face until it all feels even and rubbed in. So circular motions are really important, because otherwise, if you just blend it in, sometimes if you're going down the face, it does leave lines. So rub the foundation either with a brush, or if you feel more confident, in between your fingertips, and just circular motions across your whole face, and that will hopefully give you a good coverage. One tip I would say is that only a small bit of foundation under your nose, because it does tend to lie here quite a lot. So just make sure that your foundation is rubbed in all around your jawbone and your hairline. Step 8, apply powder. Now, whether you use foundation powder or powder that goes over the top of your foundation, it's really important to correctly apply this as well. So just put a small amount on your brush and gently go over your face, covering the whole face, and wait till you believe it has sunk in, and then gently spread it around. Not too much, because you don't want to rub off any other foundation underneath, and you want to make sure that it's covered properly. Step 9, applying blush. Now, I would recommend, if you smile big and then feel the apple of your cheekbones and work away from your cheekbone towards your ear very gently, and then once you have done this, repeat it on the other side, but then rub it in very smoothly, but don't go any lower than your nose ideally, because it doesn't look right there. So just make sure that you have it from the cheekbones going all the way to your ear, slightly rub it in, and you're good to go. Step 10, applying eyeshadow. Now, this is really difficult, but you will get the hang of it in time. So what I would recommend is put some eyeshadow on an applicator, or if you feel more confident, then use your fingertip, but start with an eye you feel most happy with. So I always start with the right eye. Go from the inside of your eyelid all the way across to the outside, and do this methodically until you have covered all of your eye, then repeat on the other side. In terms of eyeshadows, one tip I would give those who are totally blind like me is to actually buy eyeshadows which are two-toned, because I find it a lot easier just having one eyeshadow to deal with but looks like it has two different colours. So that's what I would recommend for those people who are looking at applying makeup first time. Step 11, applying mascara. Now, I would say for those first time people, you might actually want to get some assistance in putting this on. But what I would recommend is use the mascara. Don't pump the lid, because you can get air to it and it becomes quite dry. So if you're feeling a lot more confident than you think you are, then that's great, because what I would say is get the tip of your finger near where the mascara applicator is and gently feel your eyelashes and cover them from one side to the other. It doesn't matter what way you start, you'll find your own techniques and what you feel happy doing. So I would say always make sure that you have a wipe, just in case some of it actually drops and you can feel a little bit, but just dab it, don't rub too hard, because you'll end up rubbing all the other makeup off. If you feel more confident in terms of using your fingertips, then that's absolutely fine. There's no right or wrong way to apply mascara. Whatever works for you, just make sure that the eyelashes are covered. And I generally actually have a beauty salon do my eye mascara, which is really, really useful. It's called an eyelash tint from any beauty salon, and I would recommend it because then you don't have to worry about applying mascara. It already looks like you have it on, so that might be something you wish to go down. Step 12, apply lipstick or gloss. Now this is really easy. Just have the applicator across your lips, and when you feel it's covered, then rub your lips together. Step 13, finish up. Just tidy up all the areas that you wish to, whether it's your jawline or your hairline, and just make sure that everything is looking beautiful. Step 14, make sure there's no stray mascara under your eyes, wash your hands and your workspace table. Step 15, ask a sighted person if it looks okay. Once again, thanks for your continued support. It means a great deal.
Be sure to follow Sibby Mead on Twitter and on Audioboom at SibbyMead. To find more podcasts on blindness-related topics, go to BA Teamcast on Audioboom and blindabilities.com under the category BA Teamcast. BA Teamcast is produced for State Services for the Blind of Minnesota. And to find out more about State Services, go to www.mnssb.org.